This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ali Reza Jafarzadeh, former spokesman for the Iranian parliament in exile. He's the man who first warned the West about Iran's latest nuclear ambitions, and he's the author of The Iran Threat, President Ahmadinejad and the Coming Nuclear Crisis. We want to get his thoughts today on some of the latest headlines related to the Iranian nuclear effort. And Ali Reza, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.
Well, as I mentioned, the subtitle of your book is President Ahmadinejad and the Coming Nuclear Crisis. We just learned this week that they're planning to up the level of uranium enrichment to 20%, they say for medical purposes. The subtitle of your book is The Coming Nuclear Crisis. How close are we to that crisis being here?
I think the crisis is already here. I think the world is realizing that what we're up against is a regime that is intent at getting the nuclear bomb at any cost. And the more they're in trouble domestically, confronted by the majority of the Iranian population who don't want the Ayatollahs, the more they feel that they need to get the bomb as quickly as possible to survive and to exert their hegemony in the world and to basically silence the international community. And that's why I think the international community has to act a lot more seriously than it has so far. The international community cannot provide the opportunity for Tehran to do what it wants to do, which is further enriching uranium now to 20%, and later on they would move it to 60% and 80%, and before you know it, they have the bomb.
Ali Reza, most analysts say that you'll never get tough sanctions because the Chinese and the Russians have too much to gain by Iran continuing its nuclear program. What sort of proposal would be more receptive to the Russians and Chinese that would actually have some teeth?
I think the both the Russians and the Chinese will act when they see there is decisiveness on the part of the United States. Remember, there were already three UN Security Council resolutions on the nuclear issue, and in all three cases, the consensus in the beginning was that the Chinese and the Russians would not comply and would not get on board, and eventually they did. And I think in this case also, if they see decisiveness on the part of the United States, if they see that the U.S. is making it very clear to Tehran that they cannot cross that red line, that they cannot continue enrichment without any paying any price for it, and they cannot continue killing their own population and still see all the doors for negotiation open, then they would change their attitude as well. So far, the attitude of the U.S. government has been, you know, negotiation at any cost, no matter how many times Tehran has violated its commitments. They said, the door is open. That has to change. I think if the U.S. government gets tough and started reaching out to the Iranian people and the opposition instead of the Iranian regime and start supporting those people who are standing up for their freedom in Iran, start reaching out to the main opposition, and instead of designating as terrorists, remove them from the terrorist list and recognize their rights, I think they will also get the message, as some of the Europeans have already done that.
Ali Reza, you mentioned before that the popular uprising against the current regime of the Ayatollahs has only strengthened their resolve to pursue this nuclear program. So if the United States and others were to step up and very publicly endorse the popular uprising, would that potentially accelerate this process rather than making the Iranians think twice?
I think it will make the Iranians think twice, because the Iranians can only accelerate their nuclear program when they see they have room to maneuver internationally. But when they see that the international community is going after them, that there is a price for it, then they will have to think twice. Second, I tell you honestly, I think the Tehran has been going as fast as it could. They can't go any faster than this. So what you need to do is stop worrying about what else Tehran could possibly do. You need to worry about, you know, how vulnerable Tehran is, where you can really strike at their Achilles heel. And the only place that they have shown so far that they are very sensitive and they're very vulnerable is their internal situation. Tehran is very, very vulnerable to its own opposition. The opposition is growing both in terms of depth in terms of numbers and in terms of its focus. Before it was about election, now it's about regime change. The people in the streets of Tehran are calling for the change of the regime in its entirety, and that's why the U.S. must try to go along with the Iranian population and try to reach out to them. We're not talking about arms. We're not talking about money. None of that is needed to be given to the Iranian opposition. All they need is political recognition. Tehran has announced that they want to execute as many as 9 people in the next few days just for participating in the demonstrations. We need to get the United States condemning that in advance, warning Tehran that if you kill people on Thursday, which is the anniversary of the revolution, if you arrest people who just came there to express themselves, we're going to hold you accountable and responsible. If you execute members of the main Iranian opposition, the PMOI, because Tehran says they wage war against God, meaning opposition to the Ayatollahs, we're going to hold you responsible. These are the kind of things you need to hear from the U.S. administration rather than just continuing saying we're going to have dialogue.
Last question for you, Ali Reza, and you were already talking about it to some extent. How big of a popular protest do you expect on Thursday, the anniversary of the revolution, and what do you expect the big revelation from Ahmadinejad to be that he's promised us?
Well, I think in terms of the population, the trend has been, you know, since June, the demonstrations have been growing in terms of number and intensity. What Tehran has done, they have started arresting people, threatening them with executions. They already hanged 2 people in public, and they already accused another 5 or 6 members of the main opposition for waging war against God. So they are hoping that by threatening people and by getting the Revolutionary Guards in the streets, that they would dissuade people and frighten and intimidate people from coming. But I'm telling you, I think what you're going to see on Thursday is going to be unprecedented. You're going to see the Iranian people from all strata of the Iranian society in huge numbers, I'm talking about millions, coming to the street, expressing themselves and their views against the entirety of the Iranian regime. Now, what Ahmadinejad is going to be, a statement he's going to talk about, I think, you know, on the nuclear issue, he's very clear. He's going to say, we've succeeded in enriching uranium further, or he's going to say something else that would mean defying the international community on the nuclear issue. So it's going to be unacceptable no matter what he says.
Ali Reza will be watching. I know you will too. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much. Great pleasure.
Ali Reza Jafarzadeh, former spokesman for the Iranian Parliament in exile. He's the man who first warned the West about Iran's latest nuclear intentions, and he's the author of The Iran Threat, President Ahmadinejad and the Coming Nuclear Crisis. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.